Welcome. Today we're discussing some spicy news from the AI world, Elon Musk's XAI and the launch of their API for Grok 3.
Ooh, Grok 3. I've been hearing whispers. So what's the big deal?
Well, think of it as Musk's contender to go head-to-head with giants like OpenAI's GPT-4o and Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro. They're offering it through an API, making it accessible to developers.
Okay, so what's the damage? How much will it cost developers to use this new shiny tool?
They have two versions, Grok 3 and Grok 3 Mini. The standard Grok 3 is about $3 per million tokens, while the mini version is a steal at 30 cents. For input, that is. Output's a bit more.
Interesting. But how does that stack up against the competition? Is it actually a good deal?
That's where things get interesting. It's the same price as Anthropic's Claude 3.7 Sonnet, which also has those reasoning capabilities. But it's pricier than Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro, which, ironically, often outperforms Grok 3 in benchmarks.
Oh, really? I've also heard some rumblings about discrepancies in XAI's benchmark reports. Anything to that?
Yeah, there have been some accusations of, shall we say, creative reporting. And on top of that, there's the context window issue. The API only allows for about 131,072 tokens, way less than the million they bragged about earlier.
So, smaller context window and potentially inflated benchmarks? Uh-oh. Remind me again, what's so special about Grok? I remember Musk initially hyping it up as this rebellious, unfiltered AI.
He did, didn't he? Remember the whole anti-woke narrative? Early versions like Grok and Grok 2 were pretty good at playing that part. Ask them to be vulgar, and well, they'd let loose with language you wouldn't hear from ChatGPT.
Ha, I vaguely remember that. So, has Grok 3 maintained that edge?
Not really. Previous versions, especially on political topics, were actually surprisingly left-leaning. Musk blamed the training data, public web pages, and promised to make Grok more neutral. Whether he's truly pulled it off with Grok 3, the jury's still out on that one.
Wow, a politically left-leaning AI from Elon Musk. Talk about a plot twist. Any notable controversies along the way?
There have been hiccups, like briefly censoring unfavorable mentions of both Trump and Musk himself. It's a developing story, and we'll have to see how this all plays out in the long run.
It sure sounds like it. Thanks for breaking it down. This Grok 3 saga will definitely be one to watch.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for more AI adventures.
Goodbye.